If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Nostalgia Stories, WGN's sister station Antenna TV spoke with Mark Calderon. You just might remember Color Me Bad from the hit song, I Want to Sex You Up. Listen as we chat with Mark about Color Me Bad. Take a listen to this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories. How'd you end up doing doo-wop in the 80s?
I'm going to tell you what really, you know, kind of got it going for us. It was a commercial. It was a Levi's 501 Blues commercial that came on television. And it was just, four or five guys singing a cappella on the street corner. And we learned that commercial. And we sang it for a high school, I don't know what, some kind of like assembly. And we just got so much applause. And, you know, I mean, everybody loved it. And we just kept doing it. And people wanted to keep hearing our voices blend. And, you know, we would sing in the boys' the bathroom. And girls would come into the boys' bathroom listening to us sing. And then, you know, people started getting late for class. And, you know, then we got in trouble. We couldn't sing anymore. So they had to stop us from singing.
How'd you come up with the name?
You know what? Believe it or not, that name came from a racehorse. And we thought it fit the group really well, you know, because we had so many different cultures in our group. We just thought people, instead of stereotyping our sound or whatever, you know, that was one of our biggest problems, was when we were trying to get a record deal, no one would sign us just because of the look of the group. You know, they didn't know how to market us. Don't judge us by our music. You know, colors, if you're going to color us anything, color's bad, you know. So that's kind of what we went by, and it seemed to work for us.
How do you come up with the song, I Adore Mi Amor?
I Adore Mi Amor, yes. You know, that song, we wrote with a good friend of ours back in Oklahoma City named Hamza Lee. During that time, we were trying to get, anybody interested in our group. And we were able to track down the great producers, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis. With I Adore Mi Amor, that came about. We met Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and we caught them. We sang for them, hoping that they would, you know, sign us or give us a break. And they looked at us and say, man, you guys need to go back home and write a song in English and Spanish. So we took that. We went back to Oklahoma City. That's where we were from. And we wrote the song, I Adore Mi Amor. And, I mean, who knew that was going to be a number one record for us? But we were able to work with Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis later, you know, which we worked with them on our song, Forever Love, which is a great record.
What's it like working with Jimmy Jam?
Just those guys are just amazing. You know, they had just finished Janet Jackson's record. And I remember going into their studio, and they were like, all right, well, what do you guys want to do? And we're like, well, man, we were hoping that you guys play us a track. So they were like, well, here, you know, here's a track that Janet didn't use. Y'all want to listen to it? And we're like, yeah, okay, sure. So he played it for us, and then we just automatically just went into our different separate corners and just started writing whatever, you know, we'd come up with. And then, you know, about 15 minutes later, we'd all come together and throw out our ideas. And that song that we worked on ended up becoming Choose.
What about New Jack City? Was that a game changer?
Yeah. New Jack City, that was when we first signed with Giant Records. They were hosting the movie soundtrack, New Jack City. And they had us singing and recording of the song I'm Dreaming, which was a Christopher Williams song. And we were in the recording studio recording it, and we just didn't feel like it was who we were as a group. So we got Dr. Freeze in there, who was a producer. He had just produced Poison for Belle Biv DeVoe. And we got with him, and he played us the track to I Want to Sex You Up. And it was our sound. I think the biggest worry about that song was, you know, what our parents was going to think, us coming out with I Want to Sex You Up. And that's how we were a little nervous. So, but we knew it was our sound. It had a great vibe to it. And, man, it changed our lives, that record.
How did that success change your life?
Oh, man, I just remember, you know, I remember flying overseas and people knowing your name and who you are and everything about you. And like, wow, we've never been over here. And how do they know everything about us? It's like one of them records that just took the world by storm. You know, it was like catching lightning in a bottle, as they say. And, you know, because no one knew that song was going to be as big as it was. And, you know, we went out on tour with Paul Abdul for like 2 years straight after that, and just all kinds of award shows and meeting some of the most, you know, influential people like James Brown and singing for Muhammad Ali and people like that. It was just amazing. Yeah. Glee sang it. They did it on Glee. It's going to be in Young Sheldon, which is coming out real soon.
You like performing the songs?
I love it. You know what I like most about it? Seeing the people, you know, making them happy. That's what I hear them sing it and seeing them dancing. That's why I keep doing it. I've been doing it for 30 years now, 30th anniversary of Color Me Bad. So it's beautiful. When we signed the deal, I was 19 when we signed the deal, and then Sex You Up came out a year later when I was 20, and you know, we were right there, you know, just enjoying the ride. It was wild. It was a lot of fun.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV. Or for video versions of this podcast, go to YouTube.com/AntennaTV.